Chuck and Buck is a new dark comedy from the independent filmmaker who made Star Maps. It's written by Mike White, who also stars as Buck. White has been a writer and producer for the TV shows Dawson's Creek and Freaks and Geeks. Henry Sheehan has a review.
American independent cinema is awash with stories of young people coming to terms with their sexuality. Hollywood churns out one teen sex comedy after another. And the primetime TV schedule is crammed with serial dramas of gorgeous actors in their 20s acting out what would normally be teendom's pimply passions. And all this is turned out by young filmmakers who, more than anyone else, should know better. For that reason alone, I would find the unnervingly funny independent film Chuck and Buck appealing. For once, we have a young hero, anti-hero really, whose sexuality is neither sympathetic nor airbrushed. In fact, Buck O'Brien is downright creepy. Buck is 27 years old, has the mind and the bedroom of an 11-year-old, and when the movie opens, has just been hit with the death of his mother. An unexpected guest at the funeral is childhood friend Chuck Sitter. Chuck and Buck haven't seen each other for 16 years, but they used to be best friends. Buck can't see why they still can't be, even though Chuck has clearly grown up. He's a record company executive and is about to marry his girlfriend, Carlin. In this early scene from the movie, back at the house after the funeral, Buck tries a little too eagerly to rekindle that friendship.
You want to go see my room? This is my mom.
She's pretty.
She would have hated this. All these people in her house.
It's kind of strange to see you after all these years. I mean, under these circumstances.
Guess who this is? It's me and Chuck.
Chuck?
I go by Charlie now, pretty much.
Chuck and Buck.
That's so adorable. Look at you guys. You're such little cuties.
I have a whole box of pictures. You guys should spend the night.
We gotta get back.
No.
We gotta fly at 8 o'clock.
No, back to L.A.? You live there too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we live together.
Buck goes to L.A. where he begins to stalk Chuck, or Charlie, as his victim prefers. Buck is played by Mike White, who also wrote the movie. White is a writer, not an actor. He has spent the last few years as a writer on the glossy TV teen show Dawson's Creek and a writer-producer on the less glamorous but still fantasy-driven Freaks and Geeks. But his impersonation of Buck is flawless. Yes, he captures the emotionally and mentally arrested man's vulnerability, but even better, he captures Buck's obliviousness, the failing that combined with his fixation makes him a pest. While I was watching the movie, I felt my sympathies perched on a razor's edge, pushed this way and that by Buck's undulations from pathos to creepiness. But Charlie isn't just an innocent victim. It quickly becomes clear that there is more to his friendship with Buck than he lets on. Played by Chris Weitz, who directed last year's American Pie with his brother Paul, Charlie keeps a fierce grip on his regular guy facade, even if that means treating Buck with rudeness and cruelty. And just when you begin to think that Charlie is a jerk, Buck lets him know exactly what he wants out of their relationship, a resumption of pubescent sexual experimentation. Yikes. So Buck's a fixated obsessive and Charlie a guilt-ridden repressive, right? That's what I thought. Pat psychodrama. But while all this is going on, Buck is using his inheritance to stage a play in a children's theater across the street from Charlie's office building. It's called Hank and Frank, involves two friends and an evil witch, and a secret in the woods. Even Buck's director, who is marvelously portrayed by the veteran actress Lupe Oniveros, thinks she's got a psychological allegory on her hands. Or as she tells Buck, "I think you've got a real problem with women. And I think you've got a real problem with men." But Buck responds, "It's a fairy tale. Haven't you ever read fairy tales?" Then it strikes you that in psychodramas, characters tend to be shrunken down to the sum total of their neuroses. But in fairy tales, what appear to be simply drawn figures quietly grow to a size that withstands multiple interpretations. Ultimately, when Buck makes his final pleas to Charlie, he rests him on his needs as a person, not his symptoms, as a case. Chuck and Buck was well directed by Miguel Arteta, who used film and star maps but switches to digital video here. The grainy, electronic feel of video gives Chuck and Buck an appropriately voyeuristic look. Arteta is generous with the time he gives the characters, standing among them like an attentive guest at a party getting steadily out of control. Unlike those parties, Chuck and Buck ends without either trash or bodies strewn on the floor. The ending is so neat that it's a problem, a wish-fulfillment scheme that White seems to have borrowed from one of his TV programs. But that's a single blemish on a very human, if unbeautiful, piece of work.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.